Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for those who are interested in the activities kids are involved with during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education, and I'm your host, Mike Wilson. Today, I'm really excited as we continue our series on dealing with the coronavirus pandemic, and my guest is Jennifer Miller. Jennifer is an author. She produces a blog, which I'm a big fan of. I look forward to every time she releases a new one. She is an expert in the field of parenting and social emotional learning. We originally had an interview scheduled with Jennifer a month ago, but because of the coronavirus, I had to reschedule. And just like everyone, we're making adjustments, and actually that's going to be the theme of today's interview. Jennifer, how are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm glad to finally get to talk with you, and this topic couldn't be more timely or relevant, so I'm excited for our conversation.
I'm a big fan of Confident Parent, Confident Kids. Can you tell us a little bit on how did you get started with producing this and doing such a great work in this particular area?
Thanks. Yes. I was working in the field of social and emotional learning in schools. How do we teach social skills in schools? How do we teach children about their emotions in schools? And I did that for many years. And then I became a parent myself. And as I was traveling around to different schools, working with teachers and principals, I said to myself, I really need to be doing this at home with my baby. And how am I going to learn about how to promote these essential life skills in my family life? So I started doing some research, and I found very little. It was really, you know, as a parent, you need practical, ready-to-use information immediately. You want to read something and then immediately put it into practice. And so I decided this is what I wanted to do. I really wanted to take all the great research out there and translate it into family life, the messy, raw context of family life, and how we, through our everyday challenges and routines and simple interactions with our children, how can we promote these essential life skills, social and emotional skills?
Well, you do excellent work, and we're going to provide information in the description of this podcast on how all our listeners can get in touch with your work and your writing. Since things have been really different the last, for me, 8 to 10 weeks, what have you learned about yourself in the midst of this crisis?
What a great question. I love that question. I hopefully we're all asking ourselves that question. What have we learned? I think for me, I've learned that I'm stronger than maybe I give myself credit, that my family is stronger than I give them credit, and that we can really band together and support one another, even in tough times, and find joy and find magical moments and find the blessing in it. And we've had our share, as everyone has, of sadness and anxiety and fear and struggle. But we've also continued to ask the question, what are we learning, and looked for those joyful times. And I think we've found them because we've been looking for them.
Right. I agree completely with you. What tips can you provide for parents who may be feeling a little stressed because their normal things that they normally do have shifted? For example, working at home, not being accustomed to the style of schooling their kids are having to deal with, as well as their kids being at home all the time. What advice would you give parents to make sure they take care of themselves as well as adjust to this new normal?
You know, it's a good question, and it is tough. And I recently did a poll of readers who follow Confident Parents, Confident Kids, and they said similarly that one of their greatest challenges is too many responsibilities and too little time. And we're doing it all in one environment where we have work and supporting our children in their school and all our responsibilities of our household. And we're managing it all in the same space at home. So there are less opportunities for those ritual transitions that really mentally and physically prepare us each day, like the ride to work. So I think it's really important to consider our expectations of ourselves. And if we're trying to translate the level of performance or work that we did prior to the pandemic and try to equate that to now, I think it's a recipe for disaster. I think we have to adjust our expectations and realize there are so many hours in the day, and that the big feelings that accompany such huge life shifts really drain our energy. People are saying, I'm exhausted and I don't know why. Well, you're exhausted because of the worry, because of the uncertainty, because of the huge shift in life circumstances. And so we have to give ourselves grace for those big feelings. And then how can we create rituals as adults each day to cope with those big feelings? So whether it's taking some deep breaths in the morning to start our day, making sure we get outside to take walks. But I think those rituals of some healthy coping strategies are necessary so that we are dealing with our own big feelings throughout this process.
Right now, I know many families are feeling very secluded since we're being quarantined in our homes, except for the essential workers. What resources have you found available that might help parents deal with some of the stress and struggles they're currently facing?
We are all feeling isolated, and I think keeping in mind that we have people in our household that may be getting on our nerves because we see them all the time are an opportunity for connection. So how can we build in regular opportunities each day to meaningfully connect with family members, not just surface connections, but how can we talk about how we're feeling, how we're doing, accept our challenges, and talk about how we're coping with those difficult emotions that we're experiencing. And then how can we reach out through Zoom or through phone calls to family members? We go on daily walks and we end up talking to neighbors at the 6-foot social distancing appropriate level a lot, because everyone's out, everyone's walking, everyone wants to get out of the house. And for children, what I notice is that if you say, go outside, it could become a power struggle. They may not want to. But I asked my son, who's 12, why aren't you going outside? And he said, Mom, it's lonely. And I said, okay, gotcha. And so now I go out with him and I dribble the ball and I play deep. And basketball much more than I normally would, but it's a way to get him outside and for us to make a substantive connection.
You brought up some really good points. It's been said that parents are our kids' first role model. And so what can parents do that can minimize their children's fear? I mean, on the news, we hear all the time, you know, the number of cases that have come back positive, the number of people that have died. What are some things that parents can do that help children express their thoughts and feelings regarding this pandemic?
That's such an important question. And I think you inherent in your question was that when we do look at the news, every time I see the report of how many illnesses or deaths there have been, I can feel my heart racing. We all have anxiety from different aspects of this pandemic. So one way to help our children deal with the fears of this, first of all, is to put the oxygen mask on ourselves, so to speak. In other words, how can we become self-disciplined about how much news we are taking in each day? So we don't need to have it the television on all day in order to know what's going on. And in fact, if it is going on in the background, the radio or the television with the news, it can really add to our level of anxiety every day. So how can we manage our news intake so we're getting the information we need, but then stopping and taking breaks from information overload? How can we also help our children learn about what's going on? How can we learn as a family together? Because more information can help. But then also, how can we take breaks from talking about it, from the news of it, and engage in joyful activities together, building Legos or putting together a puzzle, just for the purpose of connection and enjoying our time together. I think, too, it's easy to, when children are having big feelings, especially challenging ones like fear or anxiety, it's easy to quickly want to bat it away. We're fine. And sometimes we feel like we're promoting resilience when we say, tough it out, kid, we're fine. But really, that's not promoting resilience. We need to be able to say, yeah, it's normal that you're feeling fear. I'm feeling fear at times too. What can we do about it? How can we learn from it? And how can we manage it in healthy ways? And I think it's really helpful for families to talk about their healthy coping strategies. What do we do to feel better? Well, you know, maybe we get some fresh air. Maybe we listen to inspiring music. Maybe we draw or write. But how can you have a ready list of coping strategies that are healthy for all family members?
This pandemic really caught, I would say, majority of us off guard. In the future, how do you see youth service institutions and school programs changing and adapting to this new normal?
My hope for schools and for youth service-serving institutions is that we all realize that it is not a nice to have or an option anymore to teach children about their emotions and to help children learn about social skills and the importance of social interactions and developing healthy relationships. It has been for far too long a nice to have, and it is absolutely core to our humanness, to our foundation of preparing children for success in life, that they learn about deeply who they are, how they can contribute to the world, and that includes identifying their feelings and being able to talk about what's on their hearts and minds and expressing that in ways that are connecting with others, and learning how to develop healthy friendships and promote communication. So those skills are vital, and I really hope that we learn that lesson through this pandemic.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for taking time to speak on our Making After School Cool podcast. Are there any final thoughts or suggestions that you want to leave with us as we put a close to this episode?
Yeah, I would say that when parents or teachers for that matter, or after school providers, program directors, any youth serving individuals are taking care of their own big feelings, they can consider it a twofer, a teaching moment. In other words, when we stop and pause in a heated moment, when we breathe until we can form a coherent thought, when we think about how we're going to respond before responding, those steps are modeling and very powerfully teaching our children to manage their big emotions. So really, if we solely focus on managing our own big feelings, we will be educating our children in the process.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out to speak with us. Yeah, we're doing things completely different than we would have done, say, 3 or 4 months ago when we originally planned this interview. But the information is so timely and so important. I encourage all of my listeners to, if you haven't already, follow Jennifer's blog, Confident Parent and Confident Kids. She also has a book out with the same title. We'll have that information in the description of this episode. And Jennifer, I just want to thank you again for your time and your insightfulness as we deal with this pandemic.
Mike, thank you so much. I wish everyone health and safety as we get through this together.
You have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much.